This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The former governor of California and the old director of Training Day and the brilliant End of Watch, I returned to make a movie together. Also included is Terrence Howard, Sam Worthington, and Mirelle Enos. What we've got is a heist movie and a bad cop movie mixed together. Bill Ayers has done a great job with bad cop movies in Training Day and End of Watch. And he does something interesting here. Schwarzenegger plays a grizzled veteran. There's a little bit of the Saw, sort of torture porn horror movies thrown in the mix just for the fun of it. It turns out that Schwarzenegger's wife and kid have been kidnapped and tortured and killed in like a snuff film by a drug cartel. He's a DEA agent. Yeah, it's really like a really wrong episode of Breaking Bad. Probably the strength of the film is in the throwaway banter, which actually is pretty terrible. So that's the strength. Then it's not saying a whole lot, but what it does is it captures a sort of an easy dark side. All the police officer banter and the DEA agent banter is really dark. They're constantly joking about raping each other, beating each other up. There's people getting killed, nailed to the ceiling. There's people getting slipping in blood. There's even someone cut in half by a train. Yeah, the ludicrousness of the plot takes away a little bit from the movie, but Schwarzenegger is actually excellent in it. And it leads to a couple questions. One is, public so jaded that in order to be shocked by a bad cop movie, the cops have to be so bad that they actually make like Bad Lieutenant look like redeemable? There's really nothing redeeming about any of the officers in the film. It's a movie about, it calls to question whether who the good guys are, but in a really obvious manner. But when it comes to the Mexican drug cartels, there's so many bad things happening there that it almost takes a visionary story to compel the viewer into something they don't know already. There's no moralizing. There's no drugs are bad. It's just bad anti-hero post sort of 80s you can't trust our hero genre fluff.